many of you may not have ever thought that it was necessary that you control your thoughts in any area. I was amazed several months ago when we taught a seminar in a distant city that one of the young women there who had been raised in a minister's home made this statement. She said, "I didn't know that we were supposed to control the way we think." She said, "I knew that we were supposed to control the way we acted, where we went, what we did." But she said, "I had never given it a second thought. I had never realized that it made any difference about what I let stay in my mind." You may be saying, "But Polly, I can't control my thoughts." Oh, yes, you can. God will not control them for you. He made you a free moral agent. He will not force anything upon you. And so it's up to you to control what stays inside your mind. Now, you cannot keep bad thoughts from entering into your way of thinking. I don't believe there's a person alive that does not have bad thoughts once in a while. But you can control whether they stay there or not. That is up to you. All of you know that our home burned last February, and I'm going to mention that not for you to in any way feel sorry for me when I say that. I do not want that at all. Because you see, I don't feel sorry for me. And so I don't want you to. I'm only going to talk about it because I want you to know and understand the tremendous truth I learned when my home burned. Perry and I had gone to take Gay and her husband to the airport one Sunday evening and had been gone only about an hour and a half, and when we returned home, started down the mountain, it's 2 miles down the mountain. When we started down that mountain that evening, we saw the sky was lit up in the distance. And we rounded one more curve, and when we did, we saw the house in flames. And so we drove the 2 miles down the mountain, watching our home burn all the way down. That night, after Perry and I had stood and watched everything we possessed, except the clothes we had on, go up in flames, we went to bed. And the next morning, almost as though the Lord spoke out loud to me, he did not. I've never heard his voice. I think sometimes I would like to, and other times I know if I did, it would scare me half to death. But it was almost as though I heard his voice. And this is what I felt in my spirit that he was saying to me. "Polly, if you'll do what I tell you to do, you'll make it through this without any problem." And so, as always, the answer to anything in our lives is in his word. And he gave me the scripture that I'm sure all of you have read. That scripture is Philippians 4 and 8 in the Amplified Bible. It says, "For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemingly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things to fix your mind on them. Now the Lord said, Polly, if you'll live by that, you won't have any problem. And to the very best of my ability, I have lived that scripture for almost a year. I'd say 97% of the time, I've lived that way. When I think of those things that are lost, that all of us would hold dear, I think of the good things that evolved around those things, and I do not allow my mind to dwell on the fact that they are gone and can never be replaced. See, that is within my power. God will not do that for me. And all of you have things in your life that you have lost in one form or another. God is saying to you tonight through His Word, as He said to me, February the 23rd, 1981. Think on the good things in life and don't let the bad things of life destroy you. Because, see, all of us have disappointments. The Scripture tells us that a man that is born of a woman, his days are few and full of trouble. Now, because you're a Christian does not mean that you still do not have troublesome times in your life. It only means that you have Jesus there to help you through them. And they can destroy you if you think on them wrong. A precious, precious lady came to me. I guess she's probably 75 or 6, maybe even older than that, after our home burned, and she said, Polly, that happened to me when I was a young woman. And she said, I let it literally ruin my health. See, we can control the way things that happen to us affect us. And if you want to continue to feel good about yourself, or if you want to begin tonight to feel good about yourself, control what you allow to stay inside this compartment that God gave you up here. You can. It takes work. It takes determination, but it can be done if you want to. Now, if you want to continue to go around feeling sorry for yourself and wanting everyone else to feel sorry for you, you may do that. But if you do, you'll ruin your health and you'll chase off all your friends. And your family will only come around because it is a duty, not because they want to. But if you will think right and be the kind of individual that you should be, in spite of what happens to you or what has happened to you, then you will have many friends and your family can hardly wait to come to see you. I'm not talking about something that I know nothing about. It happens over and over and over again. And the basic problem is we do not control the way we think. It's up to us. We live up in the mountains, and ever so often I get out on the highway and start toward Fort Smith. And here comes one of those big 18-wheeler trucks just zooming right down behind me. And you know, if I didn't control the automobile that I was driving, I'd get run over. And if I don't control the way I think, I'll get run over by the thoughts that I allow to stay inside. If you want to feel like you're a better person, you want to like you better, control the way you think.
The psalmist David said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.